second side of the tape of Pat Sheehan interviewing Cliff Hooper. Continued. Cliff, you were telling us about that booklet that you wrote.
Well, it, between us, we took photos and gave a demonstration of slaughtering and dressing, skinning and dressing a sheep. And it was used by the Department of Agriculture to hand out to various people. And I, what got me a year, two or three years later, one chap came up and congratulated me on the booklet. He had it and reckoned it was doing quite a good job. We also had to slaughter beef cattle for the college kitchen. And that was something I was very rough at, but we got the skin off in the long run. Came to mating time, and the Merino stud was an experimental flock, and there were 14 different groups to be mated. I had to find 14 different paddocks, which took a bit of doing at the time. But we sorted that out, and then we had, as far as the students were concerned, we had all the sheep jobs of the year to be done, like tailing, castrating, tailing, meals operation, drenching, vaccination, crutching, all those jobs. You tried to get as many students as possible to have a hand in it. So when the time came later on, they could say, yes, I did a bit of that at Rosalie College. As far as the beef cattle went, well, righto, it was just a case of mating and finding out whether everything got in, hoped every cow got in calf. And then you came to the show we talked about before, when you had to make your selection, bring it in and start feeding it as soon as you could. One thing about the cattle, I never did any foster mothering. It became a common thing amongst the beef cattle people to foster mother the calf that was going to Adelaide show. I didn't think it was fair dinkum, and I never did it. Well, this went on.
You'd put the calf with a mother of a different breed sometimes? Or?
Yeah, well, that's what, when the mother of the calf started to get a bit low in her milk, you introduced another cow of a different breed. It could have been a Jersey at Rosalie College. And the calf fed on that till it went to Adelaide show at about 16, 17 months of age.
Mm.
Well, it helps with the growth rate quite a bit. But, as I say, I wasn't too keen on it. I had to set exam papers. And as I went there in the midterm, and then I woke up that in 5 months' time I had to set the exam papers, and one of those would be for third years, which will be their diploma in agriculture exam. And I thought, well, what have they been told? Did they tell them the same as I would have told them? I told that the old exam papers were in the library, so I went and read through them, which gave me some idea of the questions to be asked. And I set the exam papers. I always remember the third year's held a after diploma dinner, and they invited certain of the staff. I'd been invited this first year, and I hadn't said yes or no, and I thought after the third year exam I'd go and find the councilman and tell him I'd be pleased to take on to come. And I found him and said, thanks very much for the invite and I'd be pleased to come. And he said, you shouldn't have been bloody well asked. So I had no idea what he thought of my exam paper. But in any case, I did pass him, so it was all right. Well, roughly, I think that is the main things. I got on well with Ray Norton as farm manager, and we worked together and sorted things out. And then 3 years before I retired, they became a college of advanced education.
Yes, that's right.
And
CAA.
I wasn't allowed to lecture because I didn't have a degree, even though at one stage I'd lectured to university students during the Ag Science course. The only lecture I did was the School of Mines altered and the two chaps retired down there. Bob Herriot called me in and said, "Cliff, you can do the wool classing lectures." I said, "Oh, fair go." And he said, "Course you can, you don't have to do any for 2 months." Excuse me. So I did the wool classing lectures and the wool classing instruction to finish up. So for the last 3 years, apart from that, all I did was run the stock and look after them. I consider it's been a very enjoyable life. Admittedly, like all cases, you strike an odd stinker, but in general, students were quite willing to carry on. Well, it was 1973 and I retired. We moved to Gawler, and I thought it was a good idea because that's where all my mates were, really, apart from the college. And we built a house and moved in alongside my daughter's place. Things went all right for a few years, and then suddenly my wife got ill health and she passed on about 10 years ago. I've been on my own ever since. I'm getting by, doing this, doing that. I played a lot of bowls for Gawler. At present I'm patron of the club, and I go to a blind luncheon once a fortnight. And I got a lot of good people who help me. I say thank you to my family. I say thank you to my cousin Merrill, lives out at East Gawler. And I say thank you to a lot of other people who make sure that Cliff Hooper gets around and can enjoy what's left of his life.
And I think there might be a lot of people who'd like to say thank you to Cliff Hooper. Thanks for this interview very much. Goodbye.
All right.